The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
Well, I'm joined by our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the question is, we're all scandalized by what's going on with Grok AI, but how many of those people who are scandalized and shocked are still using X?
Quite a few.
Hypocrisy.
A little bit. Now, it's interesting. Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that he's going to remain on the platform because it's better to be on the pitch. A number of other official state bodies and organizations are still on the platform. One of the key reasons is they're using it for customer service or for public information, for sharing of information. It's very difficult. You know, back in the day when Twitter was good crack and whatever, it was a great way to get your information. So, for example, do you remember the Lewis outage a few weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I'd go to the Lewis X account before I'd go to lewis.ie because they'd be posting in real time. You could also DM them, instant message them and get information. So I can see how and why certain organizations are having this sort of toss up. What I find fascinating, and you know, it's reported in the papers today that Dublin City Council is contemplating stepping away from X in the wake of the nudification scandal with Grok. I said this on Tech Talk over the weekend, and I feel like shouting it from the rooftops. What did you think was happening on the internet? If you've been on social media for the last 5 or 10 years, the nudification thing, yes, it's disgusting, it's upsetting, it's too easy to access, it's too easy to use. But is that really the worst thing that we have seen on these social platforms? Surely there has been a myriad of reasons why politicians, bodies, governments, all the rest
hate
could and should have walked
that
away.
Sort of stuff.
Is this really the hill to die on? Or is this bandwagoning? Because they see that people are outraged about it. They're seeing that they're afraid of it. This public outcry, the threats to leave and all the rest, yes, it might do something, but it's not going to stop this technology from existing.
Now, the other thing we talked earlier with Mick Moran this morning about whether or not nudification of adults or children is actually prosecutable under Irish law at the moment, and much has been made of the new AI rules that the government is going to bring in, which won't address the nudification problem.
It won't. Now, in Ireland, we do have COCO's law, which is the legislation that tackles intimate image abuse. So that is the non-consensual sharing of images of somebody against their will. And that, technically, the nudification would fall under that, even if it is AI generated, if you share it. Now, the way the Grok thing was working is that Grok would share it and then you could repost it and all the rest. So that is there. For me, and I know that Minister Niamh Smith said on News Talk Breakfast last week, she's looking for a meeting with X. For me, we can have all of the meetings, we can have all of the outrage, we can have all the deleted accounts. That's fine. But we need X to comply with the legislation that's already there. And also, we need the Online Safety Commissioner and the Online Safety Commission and Commissioner Mann to inform us what are the exact steps. If somebody, so I'm sitting in studio with you right now, if you took a picture of me and posted it on X and did the thing that you no longer can do unless you have a verified account, and if I went to X right now and I reported it as myself saying it was against me, how long until it gets taken down? Because X could say, actually, it's a bit of crack or it's a satirical post or whatever it is. Mm. You can't actually see anything, so it's not in breach of our community standards. Then what do I do? While this image is still, every second that image is online is upsetting and distressing me. So how long, what steps do I, the person victimized here, have to go through? Do I go to Commissioner Mann? Is there a process that'll get it taken down immediately? Or can they have up to 28 or 60 days to get back to me? This is where we need to get the processes in place so that if somebody is targeted in some way, it's not enough to cite legislation. We need action. And that's where this conversation needs to go.
Very good. Now, Jess, loads of questions coming in. Can you ask Jess how to stop junk mail in Outlook? It's become a recent problem for me. For some reason, I block mails and report mails, but they keep arriving in my mailbox from the same senders.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I had a similar enough issue. When you right click on an email that comes in, you can have it so that it not only can you block the sender, and that should technically stop it, but if you also just send it to junk, so every single time it's going to junk, I don't know why it would still be coming through. If you can go into your settings and just make sure that you have you know, your spam guards and all the rest in place, that should kill it.
Looking at purchasing a new laptop, just handed back my old work HP laptop. Considering an Asus VivoBook as a good all-rounder, good spec, seems good value for money, but not too familiar with the brand. And can Jess give me a quick comparison on Intel versus Ryzen processors? That's from James.
Okay, so the second question first. In terms of Intel and Ryzen, the average user won't notice a difference. It's just who makes the chipset that's inside the computer. You'll also see, you know, Intel i5, i3, i7, whatever the processor. Again, for day-to-day work, i3 or i5 is perfect. It's only if you're a power user that you'd want to go beyond that. Asus is fantastic. I had one of their Chromebooks back when I was in college, at the latter part of my college years, and they are so durable. The VivoBook is one of my favorite laptops. There are actually offers on them at the moment for the 15-inch one I've seen online in the last few days, so I would highly recommend them. They're great.
Can Jess please advise, what's the best color photo printer for an amateur? That's from Michael in Kildare.
Okay, so to print photos,
you really need a laser printer, I think, to get really good quality. If you're using the standard
HP printer, or whatever, it's not going to do the job. What I'd recommend you do is go to an expert. I'm not an expert in this realm at all. You'd want to have a conversation with the likes of Conn's Cameras here in Dublin, or a local photography shop, and try and find one that will do a good job. The other thing that I would mention here is check the cost of the ink and the cost of the photo paper as well. Yeah. Because a lot of the ones that you will see in the high street shops, you know, it might be a good deal for the printer itself, but then they'll get you in terms of the
print. But mind you, the quality you get when you use proper photo paper is superb.
Oh, it's incredible.
Even with a bog standard printer.
Yeah.
Can you ask Jess about robo vacuum cleaners and mop combos that she would recommend? One that's good for pet hairs, preferably.
I have one. It's the Bosch, is it the V7? Yeah, the Bosch V7 is great. So it looks like a wireless vacuum cleaner. It has the tray, and then the key difference is that there are two, it comes with two different heads. So you've got one for when you're just vacuuming around, and it is very good on pet hair, child hair, or adult hair. And then you can swap and you can put two sort of mop pads on the second head, and then it mops up your floor.
We have a Dreamy, which does it all.
The robot?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have an iPhone 12. The screen keeps going black. What would you recommend to trade up to, and where in the second-hand market?
So I would go to the likes of mintplus.ie or refurb.ie and get, it depends on how much you want to spend, right? But I would argue that there hasn't been a massive leap from the iPhone 14. Until recently, the big changes have been around Apple Intelligence. If you're still using an iPhone 12, I'm taking it you don't have Apple Intelligence, so you're not going to miss it. People who have it, I don't think they love it. So I would go to one of the refurbished markets like mintplus.ie, get an iPhone 14, and you're laughing.
Last one. Jess has previously advised me on air how to convert my working practice from old school clipboard and pen to Apple iPad and Apple Pencil. It's been a game changer. Now that Samsung's S Pen offering seems to have caught up with the Apple Pencil, I'd like to change over to Android in order to more easily share files with the Windows operating system. What tablet would she advise? I'm thinking of the Samsung S11.
Yeah, the Samsung S11 is gorgeous. I was in a tech store 2 weeks ago over Christmas, and I saw it in person, and it is a beautiful tablet. I would highly recommend it. What I would say, though, is I'm back. I said it to you yesterday, Pat, off air. I'm back using my iPad mini and the GoodNotes app. And I have it synced up to both my Microsoft and my Google account. So I can work on a dock on one place and then pick it up. So I wouldn't let that be the only factor. But if you are going down that route, the Samsung tab is absolutely gorgeous.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.